Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, we have another one here for you, and it's going to be an NFL draft order video. I know a lot of you have been talking about, you know, the NFL draft and how where the Colts stack up with the rest of the league. And it's unfortunate that we have to talk about that, especially with the fact that, you know, there's still 4 weeks left, 5 weeks left in the season, really. But, you know, we're here, right? And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And, you know, it's not going to get a whole lot better for the Colts right now. At least it feels that way. And this is the situation we're in. So we're just going to go ahead and, you know, dissect this, because this is a big thing for the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, it's a matter of the future, right? So, unfortunately, we have to kind of talk about the NFL draft order because, you know, that's kind of the situation we're in. So right now, the Indianapolis Colts with the 4-8-1 record currently sit at number 9 in the NFL draft order right now. So I've been looking at it. I mean, a bunch of different Colts pages have posted this over Twitter over the last few days. And so as it currently stands inside the top 9, right? So Houston is at number 1. Chicago is left at number 2. Denver and the Rams are at 3 and 4. Now, both of those are taken by other teams because Seattle traded away Russell Wilson to Denver. They're getting the number 3 overall pick at the moment. And the Rams, who traded for Matt Stafford, they gave their first two to the Lions. They're at number 4. It's truly incredible that, you know, the Rams have descended to this point. You know, it's really, and Denver, I mean, for everything we thought Denver was going to be, but yeah, both of these teams, the teams that traded away their franchise guys, right, and are getting top 5 picks from the opposing teams, truly incredible, to say the least. Carolina at the moment is at number 5. New Orleans is at 6. Now, the Eagles own that pick from a previous trade, so they own the number 6 pick with the Eagles. Now, if New Orleans loses tonight when this video goes up, then New Orleans would move back into the top 5. Jacksonville is currently at number 7 at 4-8. Arizona is also at 4-8 and is at the 8th spot. And then you have the Indianapolis Colts at 4-8-1. So there really only are 2 teams inside the top 9 that have not had their bye week yet. Chicago has not had their bye week yet. And Indianapolis has also not had their bye week yet. But both the Chicago Bears and the Indianapolis Colts are on their bye weeks for week 14. So there are a lot of different circumstances that, you know, could really open some things up. Obviously, for Chicago, their place is not moving anytime soon. I don't think at this moment in time, I don't think that they're going to move away from the number 2 spot. Obviously, they're not going to play this next week. So, you know, they're going to end up, you know, keeping that number 2 spot. And we'll discuss for a later video on what the Colts should maybe do with their draft positioning. That's going to be for another video. We'll have a bunch of those all throughout the offseason, guys, like examples of like what the Indianapolis Colts should and could do to move further up into the draft order. Say they finish right at around number 9, right? And they wanted to make sure they went and got the quarterback of the future. You know, you may have to move into the top 5 because, I mean, there are at least 4 teams in this group that legitimately could go for a quarterback. Houston's definitely one of them. Carolina absolutely will be one of them. And you question whether or not the Lions and the Seahawks might do that, right? Those are 2 ifs. They might, they may not. It just depends on what it is. But looking at it, that's really the top 9. And of course, with the Indianapolis Colts, they got 4 games left. And let's be honest, guys, I think there's only 1 game the rest of the year that they would be favored to win. And that's with the Houston Texans in the very last game of the year on January 8th. So that most likely wouldn't happen. And even then, I don't even know if they're going to be favored. I would assume they would be, but I don't even know at this point. But yeah, they're going to have to face the Vikings here in a few weeks. They have to face the Chargers. They have to face the Giants. All 3 teams which have winning records right now or are in the hunt for the playoffs. And this, and presumably all teams that would beat us. Presumably. So, you know, the Indianapolis Colts are in a situation. I know a lot of people have said embrace the tank. I'm not going to embrace anything on that, but I do believe that it is a situation here where, you know, Indianapolis, if they keep losing some of these games, I do question on a couple of these teams maybe being able to win some of these games outright. Arizona, I think, could still win some of their games coming up. I mean, Arizona is going to have to face the New England Patriots, who are in the hunt for the playoffs right now. Cardinals could play spoilers advocate, and then we could move up ahead of them. The Jacksonville and Titans are, you know, playing here in this next week, a divisional game. And, you know, who knows if Jacksonville pulled off the upset against the Titans, they move out and then the Colts move to the 7th spot. Right. So, you know, and then, of course, who knows what's going to happen with New Orleans, right? If New Orleans were to win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football, then, you know, that works out good for us either way, right? Because if New Orleans starts winning games and they move out of there, then yeah, the Eagles would, you know, the Eagles don't need a quarterback, but the Eagles, you know, we'd just move them out of the way. If they win, then they go ahead of us in the draft order, and then we move up another spot. So, you know, when you're looking at this, there are a lot of opportunities for Indianapolis to even still move up into the draft order, almost to top 5 from where we're sitting at here. Because realistically, this team's probably going to only win 2 more games, 2 of their last 4. That's a maybe. It's just at that situation where this team's just not ready. And again, Arizona could win a game or 2 here and there. Jacksonville might be able to do the same thing. New Orleans, you have no idea how they're going to react. But either way, like I said, guys, this is not going to be a video of what the Colts should do looking forward. But we know it that, you know, Houston's dead set where they're at right now. Chicago, even if they won out, Chicago is probably going to finish with a top 15 pick. I highly doubt they went out because they just haven't been able to win regardless of everything that's been happening. Denver and the Rams, I don't see Denver winning any more games the rest of the year. I don't see the Rams winning any more games the rest of the year. Matt Stafford is out. Denver is just a dysfunctional mess with that offense right now. Carolina just released Baker Mayfield, so they're looking for a quarterback. They're not ready to play right now. So there are a couple different circumstances here where the Indianapolis Colts really could make an impact by, you know, a couple of these teams winning some games, especially for as close as it is right now. Going into this bye week, so let's just say New Orleans happens to win on Monday Night Football and they end up going 5-8. So they're ahead of us. So there are three other teams with pretty much the same record as us. Three teams at 4-8, right? So if Arizona, Jacksonville, and Carolina all won their week 14 matchup, then the Colts would automatically move to the fifth pick in the draft. And that's truly incredible, to say the least. So you're really praying for teams like Arizona and Jacksonville and Carolina to start winning their games, because that is a huge momentum swing. And even New Orleans, you want to do it, because, you know, I don't think the Eagles really want to do business with the Colts anymore. So there's that. So let me know what you guys think of, like, where the Colts would end up in the draft order. Again, this is not what the Colts should trade up or anything. That's going to be for a later video. Just simply talking about what the Indianapolis Colts are in the draft order and where they could potentially end up by season's end if they continued on the trajectory that they're at. So that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this. Where do you think we end up in this draft order as the season plays the rest of its way out? Thank you guys for all the support. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, go Colts.